I'm Rick Henson with this check of the news on KJAN. Officials at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa on Friday said that on Wednesday, October 6th, 43-year-old Myron Lee Brandon of Pacific Junction was found guilty in federal court of two counts of kidnapping and two counts of transportation of a minor with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity. The verdict came after a three-day trial. Sentencing has been set for March 2nd, 2022 in Council Bluffs. According to evidence presented at trial on June 21st, 2003, Brandon was in downtown Omaha, Nebraska, and offered a ride to two teenage girls. One female was 15 years old, the other 14. The girls were expecting to be transported to a location in Omaha, but Brandon drove to a location near Pacific Junction instead. On a rural road outside of Pacific Junction, Brandon brandished a knife before sexually assaulting both victims and used a cigarette to burn each of them on the breast area. The victims escaped from Brandon and managed to walk to Interstate 29, where they were picked up by a motorist and taken to safety. Law enforcement began an investigation on June 22, 2003, that included a medical exam and collection of evidence from each victim. After an extensive investigation failed to identify a suspect, the evidence that had been collected was stored until a suspect was identified. In 2015, the Iowa Attorney General's Office created the Sex Assault Kit Initiative, a program that submits old case evidence to a laboratory to determine if DNA evidence is present to help identify suspects. In July of 2018, the sexual assault kits collected from the victims were placed into this program, and in February of 2020, Brandon was identified as a suspect, and further DNA evidence collected from Brandon confirmed he was the person who sexually assaulted the victims. It was the first jury trial in the state of Iowa using DNA evidence processed by the Sexual Assault Kit Initiative. The first conviction in a Sexual Assault Kit Initiative case occurred in 2019 in Dallas County, Iowa. Acting U.S. Attorney Richard D. Westfall of the Southern District of Iowa made the announcement on Friday. The investigation was conducted by the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, Council Bluffs Police Department, Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, or DCI, and the Omaha Police Department, with the assistance of the Federal Bureau of Investigation and the Iowa Attorney General's Office. Well, police in Red Oak have arrested a man for domestic abuse assault first offense. Authorities say 44-year-old Clyde Everett Ziegler of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10 a.m. Friday in the 1300 block of North Miller Avenue. He was being held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. More than 90,000 young Iowans are involved with the 4-H program, and Sunday wraps up National 4-H Week. And here and locally, it'll wrap up with the Cass County 4-H Carnival for the entire family. County Extension 4-H Youth Coordinator Shelby Van Horn says this time is special because it gives them an extra chance to reach new audiences and help the kids to reach their full potential.
We have a lot of different programs and activities and things throughout the year that we try to get not only our current 4-H'ers involved in, but also reaching new 4-H members or, you know, finding something that a youth might be interested in. When we say 4-H has something for everyone, we truly do mean that. It's not just showing livestock. We get that all the time. We can find a project area for sure that will interest you. I have no doubt about it.
The 4-H program empowers young people to make their community a better place to live, be it urban or rural.
Cass County truly does value 4-H and what it has to offer their youngsters. And you can probably go to anyone on the street and ask them about 4-H, and you can strike up a conversation that will be a lot longer than just, you know, a couple of minutes. It's special to work with the youth and the 4-H program in Cass County.
Even in these challenging pandemic times, the program is maintaining its popularity. Kindergarten through third grade children can be a part of the Clover Kids program in Cass County.
Yeah, and our Clover Kids program has grown tremendously. It makes me chuckle every time this year. There's all the enrollments coming in, and we're just talking the other day how we saw names that we've never seen before. So that's always exciting to see and, you know, get to make those connections and meet those kids and watch them grow through 4-H.
Regular 4-H programming is primarily for kids in grade 4 through 12.
4-H is still going strong. Last year we had around 300 enrollments, and this year the enrollment deadline doesn't end until May 15th. So we got a while for enrollments to come in, but we already have 175 kids enrolled this year already. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting. We're over halfway there and hopefully continue to trend in the right direction.
As I mentioned a moment ago, here in Cass County, they're wrapping up the 4-H week with games and food during a 4-H carnival on Sunday.
So in the past, we'd had just a 4-H fall fest and a Mardi Gras, which usually took place in March. Well, with COVID happening and everything, we were not able to have our Mardi Gras last year, so we wanted to incorporate it into the fall. So we're going to do all these fun games outdoors and have our Mardi Gras just in the fall. So we're having some games like Plinko, balloon darts, a cakewalk, bucket pong, a sponge throw, ring toss, pumpkin bowling, feed sack races, and one of our 4-H clubs is having a dunk tank.
Hot dogs, pretzels, nachos, cotton candy, and snow cones are being provided free of charge. Admission is free. Game tickets are 10 cents and can be redeemed at the 4-H club activity booths. The carnival takes place on the Cass County Fairgrounds again Sunday, October 10th from 4 until 6 p.m. There are nearly 1,500 4-H clubs statewide being guided by some 7,000 adult volunteers. You can learn more about the program at www.4-h.org. I'm Rick Hansen reporting for KJAN News.